Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. This is George Command, and welcome to the show. It's a Friday show. Yeah, usually Friday I leave it open for anything that can happen or anybody, whatever you want to talk about. But this morning I got up and I thought about this, and I thought about what I've been doing with people and how I help people and blah, blah, blah. As many of you know or don't know about me, I've been doing psychic work I'm a natural channel. I've been a natural channel and intuitive all my life, but actual psychic stuff since early 90s, 1990s, not 1890s. So that's what I've been doing. But lately I've been kind of putting that on the side ground a little bit because I was working for a psychic line for about 9 years and that kind of fizzled. So I kind of went off into my law of attraction and manifesting kind of mode for a while. But then I've kind of trying to mix both of those together, the psychic thing, the prediction thing, and the law of attraction. And I think the two pretty much marry into each other right now. And so I want you to call in, ask any question. If you want a prediction, that's cool. I'm open to that. I kind of spirit says, do it, 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 do it. So I've been doing that. So I thought, why not? But let me preface all that, and we'll get into some articles if nobody calls in or nobody's in the chat room. Okay, and so no questions today. So I'm trying to lay the groundwork here of what I'd like to do with people. So call in, spirit guides, teachers, masters, your relatives who have passed. Well, we'll give you what's going to happen in your future. Okay, no problem with that. That's no problem. But the preface or the thing behind that is all of that is things that you've been asking for, that the universe is going to provide for you. And so what a prediction says, yeah, it's going to happen, approximately this time frame, and this is going to happen to you, and blah, blah, blah. If you want it to happen, because you've been given the prediction, you've been given the outcome, what it can happen, like a job, relationships, love, whatever it is, your job is to say, okay, I believe that. I accept it. And I'm going to manifest it. I'm going to hold on to that vision of whatever that is. I'm going to get into the right vibration of it. So my job is to, show you what's going to happen. The universe is giving me the information to give you about what's going to happen based on what you want. That your job is then to go for it, to believe it, to accept it. The funny thing about believing and accepting is interesting. The interesting thing about believing and accepting is that you have to do that. For whatever you want, you have to accept it. You have to believe it. If you want something, you have to hold on to it. Does that make sense? You really, really have to hold on to it and say, that's mine. I want it. Wherever it comes from, whoever says, if 1,000 psychics tell you this is going to happen, and you go, nah, not too sure about that one. I question that one a little bit. Okay? So one of the keys of manifesting, and I'm doing a class on manifesting, or actually abundance, which is kind of related to that, is one of the keys is trust. Trusting in the universe. Trusting in God. Trusting in spirit. Trusting in your higher self. That it's going to come about, that it will happen. If you ask for something, there is a level of trust that has to take place. And so you have to go to that trust place. And once you're in that trust place, you can build on it. You can really build on it to get it. Okay? Got it? So that's what I'm all about. You building, you trusting, all that sort of thing. Okay, so ready for your calls. Come on, hurry up, call in. And well, let me get in some articles and we can talk about that a little bit more. Some of the keys that I've been writing, these just these keys, because part of the class I'm going to do on abundance, one of the elements of it is these certain keys. Well, let me see if I can read that for you, because then I'm working on this and you might find this interesting. Okay, if I can find it. Yeah, computers are kind of amazing, aren't they? You can find things. Okay. Well, one of the keys is getting out of the state thinking of lack, getting away from the thinking of lack, okay? Getting out of the thoughts of lack. That if you move from lack to desire to want to, yeah, once you're, if you continue to think about what it is, like, oh, I don't have a job, I don't have a job, I don't have a lover, I don't have a lover, if you continue to think that way, you continue to bring that into your life. So you need to move from problem, which is lack, right, into solution, which is thinking why you want it, why it feels so good to you, and all that sort of thing. So trust is really one of the biggest things involved in all this, and I'll get into some of the more keys as I talk more about this. Okay, so. Let me do something. Let me do some articles. I'm waiting for your calls. And then we can go from there. And I've been presenting this really kind of cool article about body language. And body language of men. And for women to read body language. Okay? And so we'll get a little bit into the body language thing. And what men's body language dictates about them. And I went through it. This is like a whole bunch of these. So I'm going to go clip through. We were talking about first meeting. This article starts. This is from Cosmopolitan. Some of it was about the first meeting. And then I was moving into what they talk about, moving from dating to relationship. And Okay, so we'll go back one, and we'll do this, and then I'll wait for your calls. I'm just doing this. It's kind of an interesting article from Cosmopolitan, and I think I posted this on Facebook if you're interested. If you haven't joined me on Facebook, please do. Okay, so this is dating. This is getting into a relationship. If men are doing this, and I think it goes vice versa. I think if women are doing this to men, it's the same thing. Dating, his touch is firm. What it means, stronger contact from your lust-charged cutie usually means he has one thing on his mind. And if he's constant groper, he's insatiable, says David Givens, PhD, an expert in nonverbal communication. He's up for sex anytime, anywhere. That, you know, when you get older, that can be a little old, right? Yeah, you know, like, nah, you know, back off, dude. Or, you know, not in the mood, right? You know, we did our thing. It's enough. I guess when you're 20-something, it's like, it's constantly going, right? So think about that one. But if a man holds you tightly, and I don't like the word groping, but let's just move on from that one. He strokes your head or back, what it means. This article from Cosmopolitan plays a lot on sex, but you can kind of twist it into just caring, too. Let's just use the word caring in here. When he uses the word sex here, we'll go with, they say, love. Okay, for this touchy-feely guy, sex and love go hand in hand. That's why he uses his senses, sensuous stroke, to let you know he cares. He will take his time in bed with you and constantly suggest new ways to mix up your routine. His zest for novelty extends to his daily life as well. He's always looking for opportunity to excite his sense. So keep him on his toes by taking him on a surprise weekend trip or introducing him to erotic cuisine. No, exotic cuisine. See, I got my mind all twisted here. Okay. But yeah, so what it means. Body language. What it means. So his strokes, you know, and I look at this and I interpret this from a spiritual place too. You know, when the more you touch somebody and the more you do gentle, loving touches to somebody, the more you're trying to bond with that individual, the more you're wanting to become one with that person. You want to extending your energy to that person and their energy to you. And the more that you do this kind of sensual, or just, rubbing of the temples and back massages and all that stuff, it's just that bonding energy that goes on between two people. And it's really important. It's really important in a relationship, as you're developing a relationship, the familiarity, I guess, would be the good word for it. There's a certain familiarity that comes with touching and caressing, and not even a non-sexual way, but in an intimacy way that, just even holding hands or rubbing somebody's hand, it's so important in a relationship. So I'm waiting for your calls. I have to get you guys back into the program, because for a while I was off onto the law of attraction, which I'm still there, but I'm using that with prediction. So if you want to know about what's going to happen, if you have a question about your future, the universe has an answer for you. It always has an answer. And it's always going to give you, God, the universe, I call it source energy. Source energy will always give you, will always align for you what you want. You just need to align with that. So the predictions are going to say, yeah, they're going to happen. It's going to happen in 3 months. Now get with it. Get there. Get there, right? Allow it to happen. Allowing is really important. Okay, so moving right along in the article, dating. He has a big, broad expression. Often everything's showing teeth, gums, and cavities. Ooh, what it means, consider it, wow, you give me butterflies. I'm head over heels smile. It's accompanied by a hearty laugh. Look out. If he any more to you, he dropped down on one knee. So he's pretty open. That's that openness. He's not closed off. In readings, and women would complain about, oh, men, they're closed off. So if a man is very open with his expressions, and he's just open with his face and smile and grins and just lights up. Now, you can almost know when you meet somebody for the first time, second time, if they're into you, just by their face. Does it light up? Do they glow when they meet you? Or is it kind of more subdued and more laid back? Now, that's an interesting way of looking at it. When you meet somebody for the first time, do they glow? Or does their face go cold and you're going, oh, man, okay, that's a disappointment, isn't it? And it's not always just the physical look that's important there. I mean, that's part of it. That's a component. But it's also about the chemistry, the hormones, the chemistry that two people are giving off and how they receive it. And that, just feeling that energy. Now, I don't know if any of you out there have ever had that experience when you get knocked over by somebody's energy. You just know. It's happened to me 2 or 3 times. In all of my years, it's happened to me a few times, okay? Where you meet somebody for the first time. Yeah, first time. And you just get this blast of energy coming off of them. And it feels good. It's like an attraction energy. I call it the magnetic attraction energy that sucks you into somebody. I guess I'm still looking for that again. It's an amazing feeling. And if anybody has ever had that one, it's pretty incredible stuff, where the lights go on around somebody, the glow goes around somebody, you glow, and you get just like you get pulled into them, the tractor beam, sucked right into them. Okay, moving on with the article, and I'm going to slow down a little bit. He talks with his hands. That's interesting what it means. A guy who frequently gestures with his hands while speaking is a very good communicator. Between the sheets, this expressive hottie will be attentive and generous. Interesting. Yeah, I said this to Cosmopolitan's. It's a little bit about sex, but if you pull the sex part out and just see in relationships and going somebody who speaks with their hands loves to communicate. And I think women like that. What do you think? What do you think? Do women like that? They like a man who's open and communicative? Not always. I mean, we shut down. Obviously we shut down from time to time. Obviously we kind of go cold, or we get involved. We go inside. We all get inside, and we just draw inward for a while because we need to take care of things. We have, businesses or things we need to do. So let's move on with the article. OK, Okay. I keep checking back to see who wants to call in. Now I'm going to continue to do this. We're going to go into next week, and I'll continue this type of program about predictions. Do you want to know your future and what the future is going to bring and how to get there? That's what we'll talk about. It's about, this is your future because you've kind of put it out there to the universe, and the universe is going, yeah, you can have this. Why not? And then we'll talk more about how to get there. Because there's a two-step process. Ask, and then ask and it is given, but ask, then you have to be in the state of allowance to allow it to happen. Okay? Pretty simple, pretty straight up, isn't it? Okay. Next one, that dating. This is still back to dating. This is a whole bunch of this stuff. I could do the whole show on this, but the body language, and this is really good keys for women, and it goes both ways, but it's mostly about men to women. He is a combo hugger and kisser, what it means. It'll be a wild ride with his up for every anything boy. Men who are hug and kiss combos crave variety and excitement. He's full of surprises both in and out of bed, and he needs a woman who can keep up. So if you want an exciting ride in life, if you want an exciting man, you know, unless you like these stoic, you know, kind of cowboys who never express themselves, and you know, but if a man is a hugger and a kisser, he can still be very masculine and be a hugger and a kisser. That doesn't take away from the masculinity at all. It's a strong area of masculinity when you want to hug and you want to kiss and you want to show affection. And I would think women would appreciate that, wouldn't they? Okay. He sits on his hands. Okay, why would a man sit on his hands? What do you think? That's an interesting. Man sits on his hands. You don't see it very often, do you? Man sitting, actually sitting on his hands. What do you think? We have an interesting point on that. Let me read that to you from this article. A man who sits on his hands. Interesting, huh? Okay, if a man is sitting on his mitts, he's trying to control what's coming out of his mouth. But this is more about not wanting to screw up than is about withholding information. He's worried that he's going to do something that will displease you. He wants to put his best foot forward, so he's disciplined himself. Now, we go back to this couple, back a little ways, and they said a man who loves to use his hands loves to communicate. So by purposely hiding your hands or sitting on your hands means you want to be a little more thoughtful. You want to think a little bit more about it before you say it. You know, and the one I'm thinking of too is men will do that and think, I want to say I love you, but I'm afraid to say I love you because what if she doesn't accept the fact that I say I love you? And so if you see a man holding back and sitting on his hands, you know he wants to say something. But maybe he's a little afraid that you're going to reject what he has to say, or he's going to say it wrong and put that wrong impression out there, and or you're not ready for what he has to say. So watch that one. Watch that one. No, he really wants to say it or say something important, but he's just not comfortable yet saying it. Now, when his hands open up and his hands start flying and he starts talking, then you know he has come to this place of comfortability with what he wants to say. Okay. Okay, the next section, we went from first date to dating. Now, seriously involved. Ooh, step number three in this process from Cosmopolitan and body language. It's kind of fun, I think. What do you think? So waiting for your calls for the chat room. It's like I'm not, you know. Okay, well, I'll let you listen to this. If you listen to this article, remember, if you're hearing the archive version of this show and you're listening to parts of this show next week, will really get into your future and what spirit has to say about your future. Now, it could be my spirit guides or your higher self, or it could be your relatives, your grandfather, your great-grandfather, anybody, all of the above want to give you a message about the future. And then step two in that process is, okay, now this is what you got to do to get there. Because there is something on your part. It's always something on your part. You know, I'm being reminded of, Spirit will say, okay, there's a man coming into your life or a woman coming into your life in the next 3 months or 2 months or 6 months. But then they would always say, you got to go out. You got to get out there. Well, synchronicity, you'll be shown where to go. But if you sit home, unless you want the mailman, it's not going to happen. So you have to get out there. Always. You know, same thing with the job. You have to get out there. You have to do some, and Spirit has some really great ideas about getting a job, because the job market has been tough for a long time for people, and it's still kind of difficult in some areas to get a job, and they've always had great ideas. Yes, you can have a job, but this is what you need to do. Yes, there's a job waiting for you. Now, this is you have to go get it. It's always about, it's not necessarily just going to show up. You have to do something. Even if you've applied for jobs, there may be some actions necessary on your part to land that particular job. Okay? And it could be as simple as visualizing yourself in that workplace. It could be as simple as writing an email or a note to that company, thanking them for the interview and explaining to you why you would be a great employee at that company. It could be just that simple. You just need to stand up above the crowd. There, in some jobs, there's lots of people applying for it. You need to stand up and be the best possible person for that job. Do you understand that? I think you understand that. That's pretty clear, isn't it? Okay? Okay, so moving right along in my article, I'm kind of weaving in some things about predictions and what to do after you're given a prediction. Okay, so seriously involved. He walks in sync with your stride. I like that. You're walking together. He either speeds up or slows down to walk with you. Strolling down the street together, arm in arm, signals a harmony between you. When you walk together with your arms linked around each other's waist, it could indicate that you're not just lovers, but good friends too. Isn't that sweet? That's what you want. You want a good friend and a lover, right? That's why I always tell people, you know, yeah, I've been on dating sites. You always put down that, you know, best friend and lover. But that's the way it should be, right? This is your way of facing the world as a united pair, a team, right? A team. And as an added bonus, you're not only comfortable in the relationship, you also possess, real trust. So he doesn't walk ahead of you, or he doesn't walk behind you. You walk together, linked together as one. Isn't that beautiful? It's a beautiful concept. Brings me kind of like, okay, let's see. I'm always checking back to see if you guys want to talk. I'm going to make sure that you're there still and listening. Okay. And you might be listening. So let me do the next one. I was thinking, I use the word so a lot, and I was listening to President Obama. And he has word whispers too. I think it's ah or whatever he uses. People use you knows or is a big word whisper. So it's kind of a filler word that you run out of words in a sentence. And so you fill it in with something. That's another sound like so or ah or you know. And it's not a good habit. It's kind of distracting from what you're trying to say. I'm working on not using them. You know, stop a sentence at the end of a sentence and then move forward. But it takes a lot of effort, doesn't it? Seriously involved, he pinches your butt. Ooh, this is like being a couple, isn't it? Couples who use this flirtatious move know how to get each other's attention in a sexy way, says Sandra Curran, PhD, professor of family relations and human sexuality at the University of Maine. It's a spontaneous, playful gesture that says, hey, remember me? The teasing aspect of this tweak shows confidence in the other's feelings. Yeah, if somebody can pinch your butt, then you're pretty confident. If you can pinch somebody else's butt in a playful way, generally you're pretty confident that the person's going to take it the right way, right? I think so. Not only are both secure enough to boldly ask for a little sugar when you want it, but also positive that your lusty request will be fulfilled. So they're saying that the pinching of the butt, you know, it could be just playful. It could be like, you know, hi there, how are you? In a playful way, not necessarily because I want sex now, you know, no, I think it's a little different. I think it's just, it's more of a playful mood between two people, but it's also showing that I'm still interested in you. You're the one, right? You're the one. Is there a song like that? You're the one. Okay, I'm checking back. Okay, so let's moving right along. Do I get tired of doing these body languages? Because I'm not going halfway through them, but I like the article. You're happy to lean your heads together. You know, it's like knocking heads, right? Knocking foreheads together, resting foreheads on each other. That's kind of a, let's see. Think about how annoying it is when someone you don't know will pats you on your head. That's because you're biologically wired to protect your noggin and don't want your just anyone getting close to it. Touching heads together is one of the most best indicators that a love relationship is real. It shows trust because you're making one of your most guarded parts of your body, guarded body parts, vulnerable to the other person. Isn't that a beautiful thought? I never thought of that. What do you think about that? If you rest your head on the other person's head. Now, I never knew, this is kind of a new point to me too, about we are biologically wired to protect our heads. So we don't like people rubbing our heads or putting their hands on their heads unless it's somebody that's doing their hair, right? Okay. Unless, you know, if you're like your parents, you would trust them when you were young, correct? Because you trust them. You know that they're there to help you. They love you. They're there for your best interest. And I think that applies to animals too, because animals don't want a stranger touching them on the head. But if your dog or your cat can let you bump heads with them, rub their heads together, that's a sign of love between you and your pet, I believe. Okay, that's my opinion. I'm going to stay with it. What do you think? What do you think about that? That if I'm going off in a whole different strange direction with this thing about rubbing heads together or resting heads on each other. If your cat or dog will rest their head on your head, that it's showing that they trust you. What do you think? I think so. Okay. Okay, I'm waiting for your calls. Let's go for it. Come on, folks. You're out there. You're out there. Normally, I would get at least 6 or 7 calls or 5 calls by this time, so I'm not sure what's going on. I know I'm online, and I know the show is working. So if you're not going to call in today, Monday we'll do the same thing. Okay? We'll take your calls. We'll do your predictions. We'll look into your future. It's what Spirit has to say. We'll talk more about the law of attraction and how to create abundance. I'll have the class ready for next week, and I'll have a video that you can watch, and I'll give you the YouTube link to the video next week so you can see a little bit about the class that I'm going to be giving, because I'm going to do an introductory video, a couple of minutes long, about the particular class I'm giving. Okay, so moving right along. Back to body language. He does the cup and smooch. Cup and smooch. Now, I don't know. Okay, cup and smooch. Okay, now I know what it is. Okay, I got it. Cupping your partner's face in your hands is a sign of strong feeling. Oh, I can sense that one. That one feels, I get that one. Your hands are between, it's a person's face, and you're cupping them with your hands. It's not something you decide to do. It just happens in an outpouring of emotion. Ooh. Once experienced in private, the sexy smooch style is a romantic way to connect and tune out the world. It's like grasping somebody. It's back to the head thing, right? Grasping somebody by the head and holding them and pulling them in like, okay, we're one. We're together. This is us. We're together, right? Okay, moving right along. He sweeps a strand of hair out of your face while gazing into your eyes. Now, that isn't something about the most romantic thing that a person can do to another person. Now, I don't have a lot of hair on top, so it would be kind of hard for a woman. No, but for a woman to go in the back of my head and rub my hair a little bit and pull on my hair, even though it's not real long, it's kind of the same thing, right? If you do that to a man, it's doing pretty much the same thing. So let me read this. When this is done in public, it's a declaration of your togetherness. Ooh, isn't that sweet? In private, it's a way to say silently, I want to take care of you. And it goes both ways. I really do think taking care of each other is really important in a relationship, isn't it? That mutual respect and the mutual, like, having a muse, having a mutual protector, and however that plays out between two people, right? Ditto when you run your digits through his strands. Why? This affectionate move stems back to evolution. Many primates care for each other by tending to each other's furs. So stroking your lover's locks is an instinctive way to show fondness. I was thinking about certain primates, gorillas and monkeys and various types, that they care for each other by even other animals do that. You know, even certain cat species will do that. They will lick each other, you know, and they will take care of each other's fur. Even my cat and dog do that to some degree. My cat does it more to my dog than my dog does to my cat. She's more affectionate that way. Okay, moving right along. We get off the animal kingdom for a moment and moving through this body language, but it's also things that show you can see about somebody and how well you connect with somebody, right? Okay. You sit closer in social settings. What it means, you sit closer. Oh, sit close or closer. You get kind of move in, right? Close your eyes and envision how you and your guy sit when you're not with friends. If you're always side by side, you are each other's support system. Anthropologically, it goes back to battle behavior. When you want your comrade by your side to face the enemy. This isn't to say you're not tight with your pals. It just shows that you feel tighter with your man. Ooh. Plus, the body contact will make touching elbows and thighs as a way of staying bonded. So in a relationship, and when you're developing a relationship, where does he sit or where does she sit when you're together with family or friends? Is there space between you? Or are you up against each other, kind of really close, maybe just the elbows touch or the knees touch, but you're continuing that bonding between each other. And it's really a sign of a strong relationship that you want to be together. Now, if one or the other pulls away a little bit, there's an insecurity there. And there's not quite that connection hasn't been developed yet. Maybe there's a little fear of what the family would think. And that's not healthy if you're developing a really strong relationship, right? The healthy, strong building of a relationship is when one person or the other moves next to the other person. They hold their ground. They stay there and they show signs of we're together. They touch hands. They touch knees. They touch the body, kind of comes into contact with each other and stays in contact. That's what they're saying, right? Do you agree? Disagree? What do you think? These are things to watch for in a relationship. An old relationship, a new relationship. If you're in an older relationship, you've been married for a while, you can see, sometimes you wonder, I wonder what he's still feeling about me. I'm going to move in close and see if he stays there or she. Okay, he kisses your forehead. A true romantic, this sensitive dude will not only whip up a dinner for you, served by candlelight, he'll ask about your day while he's at it. Kissing your forehead. I like to kiss on the forehead. Anybody like to kiss on the forehead? To me, that's a very affectionate sign. It's kind of, I don't know why. Maybe it's just a natural sort of thing to kiss on the forehead. What do you think? Is it something you would do? But for men, it's a true romantic will do that. Ooh, that's good to know, right? So if he's kissing you on the forehead, you got a romantic guy there. It doesn't matter what age you are. You could be 18 to 80, and it wouldn't really make much difference. You watch each other walk away. I like that one. You walk each other. You like to look at that other person, that partner, when they walk away. When long-term couples still gaze at each other as they part ways, it shows they're beyond enamored because they don't take each other for granted, and they even feel a sense of separation anxiety. Isn't that a beautiful thought? The person's going away, and I really already miss them, and they're only like 25 feet away from me. A lingering gaze indicates that you want to relish and extend the connection. You want to stay connected, right? You want to keep that connection going. You know you're probably going to cross paths again in a couple of hours or minutes, but you're still counting down the seconds until you can be together. That's a strong relationship. That's your best friend. That's your partner in life. And so if you catch him looking at you while you're walking away, part of it's missing you, part of it's longing to stay connected with you. Isn't that absolutely gorgeous and beautiful thought? What do you think? Are you with me on that one? You know, this is kind of like seeing these things and doing. If a man's listening to this and he's hearing these words, it's a thing to put into practice to maintain the romance, the mystery, the love that's in a relationship. It's not just, and it's because it's done out of sincerity, and some of it's done subconsciously but if you see the other person doing it subconsciously, you think, oh wow, they're still into me. He mirrors your movements. Oh, this is a good one. I love this stuff because this is what I've studied in NLP and some other things that I've studied over the years. It's about mirroring. Okay, zero in on the gestures you make when you and your guy are together. It may seem like coincidence, but if the second you cross your legs, reach upward to stretch, he does too. It might be a little bit of a time delay. But it's, okay, let me finish the article here because this is really good stuff. It means you're totally in sync. It's a way of showing you're like-minded, which gives you the warm feeling of safety, security, and an important aspect of love. And then even with, you know, we can go back to the dating process, the beginning of dating. If you're doing that while you're starting to date, it usually indicates that you're starting to sink. You're starting to feel each other, want to know each other, get connected to each other. Okay? So it's like, it's almost like saying when you start to mirror each other, there starts to build this connection between you want to be with this person, you want to connect, so you're mirroring this person because you're already feeling that connection at some level. Okay? Got it? Cool stuff, huh? It's really raining outside. We were supposed to get rain this evening here in beautiful downtown Los Angeles area. I'm in Pasadena, 10 miles north of downtown LA. And it's really raining hard right now. I'm watching the rain falling on the windows, and it doesn't always do that. And wow, now I got to take my dog out. That'd be fun, right? Yeah, that ought to be fun. Good thing I closed the windows down a little bit. It was getting chilly. Okay, back to what we're doing here. Well, it's been fun talking to you, whoever you are, wherever you are. It's been grateful. I appreciate the opportunity of doing this article with you about relationships, about body language and body signals and what the body is telling you in a relationship. We'll do some more. And I keep coming back to this thought of, okay, this is what I want to do with the show. Because if you tune in late or you're listening, you're just listening, you're not in the chat room or calling, I want to help you with predictions and the future and what it's going to be. I really do want to help you with that. I want to go there with you. Okay? But the second part of that is to also show you how to get there. A prediction is only as good as you believe it to be. And you're willing to do what you need to do to help make it happen. Because you can hear a prediction. You can hear something about your future and you can doubt it and you'll push it away. You can resist it and keep it away. And that's the law of attraction. If you continue to doubt, it won't happen. Wow, it's really raining. Okay, back to the article. We got a few more minutes of the show. We'll do more of these on Monday because this is fun. I don't think I'm going to get through the next 24 of them in the next 5 or 6 minutes. Okay. You dress alike on weekends. Now, have you ever seen people do this? It's kind of cute. You kind of think, wow, what's wrong with these people? But no, it's not. There's nothing wrong with them. Yeah. Because you like to connect. You're not talking about exact matching here. It's like odd. Old couples with twin khakis and fanny packs. It could be as subtle as both wearing baseball caps and sneakers, subconsciously picking up on each other's style is a couple's way of communicating that they're a unit to each other and to the rest of the world. So it shows our shows your bond, shows your connection. When a couple does it, it's a physical sign that they're converging. It hints that you're equally game to adopt each other's more personal penance. And whether it be as minor as food, music, and clothes, as monumental as your life goals, and as monumental as your life goals. So you kind of start to sync together. You start to connect together. You start doing, you know, oh, yeah, I like that. I'm gonna, yeah, that looks cool on you. Well, I'd like to get something similar to that. And you start going out, you buy the same kind of shoes, right? Wear kind of basically the same attire. A little different, right? Both wear spandex pants on your bikes, things like that, right? Okay, so I think we're going to do a couple more. I don't have time left. I got some other articles I was going to get into. Nah, I don't want to do that one. And do I want to? No, I'm going to do that one maybe another time. Okay, well, that's not as much fun as this. These are more fun, okay? These are a lot more fun to do. Okay, so let's do on to the next one. We'll do one more, I think. He bear hugs you goodbye. I like that. He bear hugs you goodbye. Isn't that a kind of an interesting thought? He bear hugs you, like, ooh, squeeze tight. A man who frequently says goodbye with a bear hug is comfortable with showing you the love. He's confident about the relationship and his future with you. A total body squeeze, I like that word, squeeze, in his subconscious way of is his subconscious way of letting you know he's committed. Another bonus, he probably tells you often how he feels. But even if he doesn't verbally say it, because a lot of women will say, you know, he doesn't tell me. I don't know what he's thinking. Well, is he giving you these huge bear hugs? Is he doing any of these body language things that we've been talking about? I mean, is he doing any of this? I mean, if you go through the whole list, is he doing any of these body language things? Okay. If he's doing that, maybe words aren't as necessary because you know how he's feeling and he's expressing himself through his body. And it's the same way from women to men. Women express that to men in the same way. Okay? Got it? So it's not always the verbal language that is the most important. It's the body language that can actually be more important in a relationship. Because sometimes words are hard to come up with. To express yourself sometimes is difficult for people. So, moving right along. Let's see if there's any more time. I got a little bit of time left. Maybe I can do one more. And I'd like to finish these up another day, and we'll get into some. I have more calls. I won't be able to do as many of these, right? He gives you big hugs. A guy who frequently says goodbye with a bear hug is comfortable with showing you his love. He's confident about the relationship and his future with you. A total body squeeze is his subconscious way of letting you know he's committed. Another bonus, he probably tells you how often feels. Now, that's kind of repetitive over the last one, but it's, again, it's the body language. It's what he's showing you with his body, or what she's showing you with his body, her body, is really more important in some places than the verbal language. If he's always greeting you with a hug and a kiss on the forehead, and you're always touching foreheads together, and you're always showing these affectionate things together, then, yeah, the verbal part is important, but you really do know you're connected from the nonverbal language that's being expressed, and creates less reason to question the person's motives and a person's love. Got it? Pretty much simple that way. It's been fun. I like doing this. It's been fun, and I wanted to hear from you folks. Maybe on Monday you'll give me a call, and we'll get into your future. We'll get into some predictions. We'll tie in the law of attraction with your predictions, and not just what's going to happen, but how you need to get there. And we'll talk a little bit about why. Why do you want that? Why is it important? Now, obviously, something like a job is really important. But okay, I love you guys. I really do. I love all of you that listen to the show and call in. We'll talk on Monday. Have a beautiful weekend. Have some fun. Do something fun. Bye. I talked.